This podcast replay is brought to you by Caneswear.com. For all your Canes, Dolphins, and Heat needs, visit them at 2511 South University Drive in Davie. Free shipping with online orders over $99. Go to Caneswear.com at Miami Fanwear. That's the spot where South Florida fans shop. Do you think Manny Diaz should be on the hot seat if the Canes don't compete for the ACC title? And that's a fantastic question on your part right there. That's a hot seat. Yeah, you know, now that I think about it, you have 19 of 22 returning starters. North Carolina has got the better quarterback, obviously, in Sam Howell. But they lost their running backs, the receivers. They lost a lot in their weapons. Now, I know the quarterback elevates everything, and maybe Mac was able to really, you know, replace them overall. You know, I'm going to go with you on that. I think he should be in on the hot seat when it's all said and done, if he doesn't, because you've got more experience coming back. You should have a better team. Yeah. Yeah. Even though they were picked second to by the writers that cover the ACC, they picked North Carolina to win the division and Miami second. And that's because Manny Diaz hasn't done anything to convince people. When we talk about this season and the proper expectations for this season, it should be this way. They should challenge for the ACC title. They've got 19 of 21 starters returning. They should beat North Carolina. I know North Carolina's got the QB, but the QB lost a ton. So you should be the better team when it's all said and done. You got a ton of experience coming back if you're Manny Diaz. This is the ultimate right now for Manny to prove that he has a chance of being a really good coach, head coach. I know Manny's a terrific defensive coordinator. He's proven that in years past, but he has not proven, not even close, that he's a good head coach. So this is the kind of season that we should expect them to challenge for the ACC championship. I don't expect them to beat Clemson, but I expect them to at least win this division and go out there and challenge. And if you don't, that's an incredible disappointment. Week one for me is a pass. I expect you to lose. I expect you to lose big. But I expect you after that to be not just competitive. I expect you to win pretty much every damn game that's left on the schedule. And if you don't do that, then I am going to be disappointed in Manny. And yes, he should be on the hot seat. Yeah. And if he loses to North Carolina and loses this division, he should be on a hot seat. But here's the problem with the hot seat. The guy that hired him can't put him on a hot seat. Do you know why? Because the guy that hired him is also going to get fired if you fire Manny Diaz. Because think about it. This is his only hire. He didn't hire Larrañaga. He didn't hire Katie Meyer. He's not making any of the impactful hires, right? So then if you can't nail the hire on the football side, then that's where the AD is going to end up burning himself. And that's where the politics step in. You know, will Blake James put him on the hot seat? I don't think so, because that's his boy. And if Blake James puts Manny Diaz on the hot seat, he's basically putting Manny Diaz and Blake James on the hot seat. And when and if Manny fails, he's taking Blake James with him. At least that's what you would do if you're the president, correct? You look around, you say, well, wait a minute. I mean, this was your hire, right? And we've invested all of this in football and the coaches. We had to pay $4 million to Temple to get him away because you were convinced he's the guy. We could have saved $4 million. And now you're going to fire him? Well, you know what? Pack up your things. You're going with him. I mean, I'm just being honest. I got nothing against Blake James. I don't know him from a hole in the wall. Okay? But I know this. His job is to make the football program excel. And if you hired the wrong head coach, you kind of set your program back again and again and again and again. And we're all kind of tired of watching this program get sent back. So, yes, there's no doubt in my mind that Manny Diaz has to be on a hot seat. Yes, big time. Should Manny be on the hot seat, considering he has 19 of 22 starters returning? He has an experienced team, North Carolina. I know they've got the better quarterback, but Sam Howell lost everything. He lost all his weapons. So they've got to also reload too. And are they at that point where they can reload? And I know that I saw where the Riders picked North Carolina to win. By the way, right. were you one of them that picked North Carolina to win?
I was. I picked Miami to finish second, and I had Virginia third in the ACC. Okay. That was my top three for the Coastal.
So then in your eyes, he shouldn't be on the hot seat because you don't think he should win the division or challenge for the ACC then?
I just think that from a talent standpoint, you know, Kelvin Harris, one of my favorite guys, former Hurricane who won three national championships. He and I argue all the time, dude, about the Canes. And he's a 58. These guys are 15-0. This is the most talented team. He thinks they're going to have like 12 to 14 NFL draft picks off this Hurricanes team. And I'm like, Kelvin, they could have 10 guys drafted off this Hurricanes team. But how many of them are going to be first rounders? How many of them are going to be second rounders? Guys that are the best players at their position in college football. Look, go back and look at when Ohio State won the national championship, when Alabama wins the national championship, when LSU wins the national championship. They've got 5 and 6 first-rounders, guys that are just the best at their position. Miami doesn't have that.
You mean like the 80s and 90s Canes?
Right. But I'm just saying even modern day, you know, you can have a lot of guys drafted, but that doesn't necessarily mean you're ready to win a championship yet. And I think when I look at this team – you know, there's good players. I think Bubba Bolden will probably be one of the best safeties in the country this year.
By the way, Al Golden had a shitload of guys drafted.
Right. He did too. And they won 7-8 games. So I just think, look, in the end, this team could win up to 10 games, in my opinion. I think they could go to a bowl game and win if a lot of these guys decide to play in the bowl game. Let's not forget that, right? How things shake out. You could end up with just 10 wins because you can't get enough guys to play in the bowl game that matter. Either way, I look at this as a team that you're asking them to win on the road at North Carolina against a Mack Brown coach team that just completely obliterated you. I know the personnel is different. They lost guys to the NFL, two receivers and two running backs. But they've got a good offensive line. They've got some good players at the skill position still at receiver, I think, that are good players. And I think playing that game at home gives them an advantage. I see that very, very even. You know, De'Aaron King, Sam Howell, it's kind of a wash, in my opinion, in terms of – you know, great players making great plays in the game at that position. It's going to come down to defense. And to me, Carolina has a better defense. They shut down Miami last year, held them to 24 points. Miami gave up 62 points to them. And, you know, I think they've got the better team right now, and playing at home gives them an advantage.